Okay, well, people are coming in and getting settled. I'd like to read the prayers list for today. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Joe Bertha, Deirdre Frank, Nelson Mandela, Mary Beth Park, Jaden Sharp, Kami Tsering, Lumina the Fish, Pokey the Dog. Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Roseanne Barona, James Lillig, Sarai. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Lilo Cardarelli, Beth Cruz, Walker Doherty, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Richard First, Sean McGarity and family, Jasmine Gosno, Mildred Gooch, Nikki and family, Pema Hart, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Zen Lee and her father, R.M., Mark, Bella, and Hazel, Tom McGinnity, Jeff Neblett, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piotti, Aunt Polly Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Jaden Sharp's mother, Andre Smith, Michael Smith, Tian Hao, Tian Zoa, Tian Boa, Tian Doa and Will Foundation, Lobsan Tonden, Dion Washington, Dorothea Wordis, and Dorje and Kajo the Pigs. We'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets. And the white prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Rose Turbone Lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Golden blue one lotus, water born in hand adorned, and giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conquerors, children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire, direction, and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Mar, honored by the host of spirits, corpse of Sir Skandalbus Yaksha. Image with the tre and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jomudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of like mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage she able to summon all its guardians assembled, crowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on Unamutsmo shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding, Arseth left that choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven level she just conquered. Homage at the virtuous peace, she who skilled this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezeth home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her Ritzi's letter, of the shape of syllable, whom Pipet Sampi shakes his three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit wound of Devalek form. I spoke on Tara Enpe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of reverberating, powered by the set of three natures. Truth of Sosa spirit, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacify. Now, if you'll flip to the front of the first base sheet, then let's read the accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas, through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So when Geshe-la arrives, we'll start immediately after he's seated with the invocation on page 22 of the Silver Book. And then after we finish this Guru Yoga, we'll do the short mandala offering, which is on the back of that day sheet, and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is on the right underneath the accepting difficulties as a path stanzas. And in the textbook, Geshe-la stopped on the section about killing, the weights of killing. So That's on page 228 and 229. He was talking about how killing can be even more weighty than normal, or whatever, what makes it even weightier. But he didn't go through the other non-virtuous actions yet. So I believe that's where we are. 228 and 229, he was in that area, you know. I made a little cheat sheet. I think Sarah broadcasted it. I found a lot of spelling errors, so I sent it back again. I don't know if she reposted it. But if you want it, then you can email me. I don't have spell check. My spell check broke. So I had a lot of errors, and I found them. I keep finding all these errors. So while we're waiting, let's see if we can turn. Where is it? To the back of the first pink sheet. Where it says verse to recite before reciting medicine Buddha mantra. Let's read that. And then do the short medicine Buddha mantra, which is below that. We can do that 7 times for not only for Chirkula, who's came out of surgery, but also for everyone else on the prayer list, and for our teachers who are manifesting illness, like Ramasopa Rinpoche. Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. And then go down to where it says short Medicine Buddha mantra. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. Tayata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radha samugate soha. So you can continue chanting this mantra or reading your textbook, whatever you prefer. Thank you. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the Hundred Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drakpa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect Pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So if you please turn to page 26. If you have the booklet, page 13. And let's recite the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times. So on the 21st time, we'll chant it together. We'll just chant the four-line prayer. Let's turn to page 34, and we'll read this second stanza of the dedication. It's on page 21 in the booklet. In all my life through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now to the short mandala offering for the teaching. Saji Perki Shushin Netog Chamri Dabdiji Ni
Good evening.
Good evening, Geshe-la.
So altar looks very beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Nice. So try and how many people help? Thank you very much. It looks very beautiful. So before class, maybe we'll say 21 Medicine Buddha mantra for our non venerable Chuki, who is in now intensive care unit, so in Florida. Anyway, so we are going to say 21 Thalas Medicine Buddha mantra for her quick recovery, okay, before the class. Medicine Buddha mantra, no, sorry, did I say praise? Medicine Buddha mantra, yeah.
So if you don't know, it's on the back of the first bay sheet, pink sheet, I'm sorry. So we'll say the verse to recite before reciting the Medicine Buddha, and then the long Medicine Buddha mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispelled the suffering of lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapislite. Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante ratta samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante Bekanse, Maha Bekanse, Bekanse, Raja Samugate Soha, Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanse, Guru Bediuria, Tabarazaya, Tathagata, Rate Samyaksam Dudaya, Tayata, Om Bekanse, Bekanse, Maha Bekanse, Bekanse, Raja Samugate Soha, Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya Tabarataya, Tathagataya, Arhate, Samyaksam, Buddhaya, Tayata, Om, Bekante, Bekante, Maha, Bekante, Bekante, Raja, Samugate, Soha, Om, Namo, Bhagavate, Bekante, Guru, Bediurya, Tabarataya, Tathagataya, Arhate, Samyaksam, Buddhaya, Tayata, Om, Bekante, Bekante, Maha, Bekante, Bekante, Raja, Samugate, Soha, Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha bhikkhante bhikkhante raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate bhikkhante guru bhedyurya tabarataya tathagataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bhikkhante bhikkhante maha Bhikkhante, Bhikkhante, Raja Samugate Soha, Om Namo Bhagavate Bhikkhante, Guru Bhedyurya, Tabarataya, Tathagataya, Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya, Tayata, Om Bhikkhante, Bhikkhante, Maha Bhikkhante, Bhikkhante, Raja Samugate Soha, Om Namo Bhagavate Bhikkhante, Guru Bhedyurya, Tabarataya, Tathagataya, Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya, Tayata, Om Bhikkhante, Bhikkhante, Maha Bhikkhante, bekanse radha samgate soha om namo bhagavate bekanse guru devyori tabarasaya tatakataya arate samyasam buddhaya tayata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse radha samgate soha om namo bhagavate bekanse guru devyori tabarasaya tatakataya arate samyasam buddhaya tayata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse radha samgate soha om namo bhagavate bekanse guru devyori tabarasaya tatakataya arate samyasam buddhaya tayata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse radha samgate soha om namo bhagavate bekanse guru devyori tabarasaya tatakataya arhate samyaksam buddhaya tayata om bekanse bekanse maha bekanse bekanse raja samugate
soha Thank you. Very good, sir. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember there's a couple of questions here. He's been sitting here now. How many weeks? 4 weeks. So I remember. I do remember that they're here. So maybe today, two questions probably to answer. I hope this will not discourage people to put more questions here. So I say, oh, Gishira, I'm not going to read the question anyway. I remember, every day I remember this question. I remember this. So, next week, maybe. Somebody else to bless. Maybe it falls from here to there. So if I remember a prayer from my heart, maybe into the class, I may bless them. So we'll see. Yeah. If I remember them. Last Wednesday,
we talked about the waiting, the killing and waiting.
Oh, So the same, like I think, logic that we studied last Wednesday, so then apply for all these, you know, 10 non-virtuous deeds. We applied them, how you define, you know, whether it's become heavier, not heavier. So the conclusion of that is last Wednesday, negative karma without five, that's become lighter, so remember? Five of them. Yeah. So last Wednesday... So then I'm hoping that you will reread. So then
That's okay. If you forget, I, that's okay. No, you can read it again. You can read it again. Then, I don't know. One
74? Yeah, in the Tibetan.
Oh.
Or, well, it says 175.
All
there. I don't know if that means that it starts from there at 175, or before that was 175. So it's 174, 175.
Hmm.
Leaf in the Tibetan sheet.
So then somehow I marked this here, which one was.
So then, out of 10 non-virtuous actions, you know, so the killing, that's the last, that's the base, the talks base, the last Wednesday about, you know, heavier, lighter karma. Only difference is object. Now, only difference is object. So the rest is the same. How you define, say, lying, how the karma of that, you know, how you define whether it's become heavier or lighter. So rest, I think rest is the same. Only the difference is only like object. Object is only difference. Okay, so so then because of that, I think it's not necessary to read all of them. What do you think? It's only difference is like object. So the killing, you know, so the beings, you know, that's object. So then lying, you know, so then yeah. This go everything. So I just want you to know only difference, the object is only different, then rest apply the same thing. Rest apply the same thing. Lamaguyang she matoba so chubatashiba chalas. This is that what Lamazama said. So that's how you distinguish between heavier and lighter karma. You apply the same understanding, the base on killing, same understanding. You apply the same to rest of the nine non-virtuous deeds. Gu, Hamagu, the left over nine, that's called Hamagu. She means base, except base, rest is same as, you know, the killing karma, how you define whether it's like lighter or heavier. She has a challenge. Imagine the shilichi. So now, What we need to understand is we need to understand those five things that we discussed last Wednesday. So you can reread, you know, you can reread them, okay? Traditionally, you are supposed to review whatever you taught, you are supposed to review like at least three times you have to review before you teach new sections. So there's, you know, because the time limit here, so I think maybe I will leave that up to you to review then rather than me reviewing. Okay. Then majin shilichi wa mangbo tang sangbo tang yi tenpa la kushin choba tang menpa tang tenpa tang rado chona chue diba la choba tang. Now stealing one mala, that's lighter karma. Stealing two mala, that's probably a little bit heavier. Stealing three of them, then, you know, based on the object, if you object is more, so then, you know, karma become heavier, or, you know, sangbo, you know, if you see this one that made out of wood and one that made out of red coral. That if you take the red coral one, this karma is a little bit light, heavier because it's better quality. So, mangbo means many.
Sangbo means, you know, better. So. Eat them on a cushion top, eat them on a cushion top. Eat them on a cushion top, that's it. Then, member that, then, but that, that's what the chute of trouble is. So, then, the Lamula, can you read the English part? They say, made stealing objects many and better. Eat them on a cushion towards it. If Lama Tsongkhapa taught this Lamrim in his own dialogue, with Amdo, I have no chance to understand at all. Even though it's written in Tibetan, I have zero chance to understand. But you know, sometimes you see a few one word read to Amdo, so you have no clue. Luckily, Lama Tsongkhapa went to Ascended Tibet. So that Lama Tsongkhapa wrote into this. Yeah.
So stealing is weighty due to its basis if it involves taking a great deal or taking...
I mean, great deal means many. Yeah.
Or taking good things. Or is stealing after deceiving those who trust you.
That's good translation. I just want that, not
okay.
That one. Stealing from...
After deceiving those who trust you.
What deceiving means? Lying.
Lying.
So that, no, then that part becomes heavier. From stealing from the poor people. What is it?
Yeah, stealing from the lowly.
Yeah, low means poor people. People who have very little, you know. So then, you know, it's relatively better to take something from people who have tons. Or people who are showing up. No, that's a joke. So stealing is not good. So relatively, you know, compared relatively is better, but it still is not good. Remember, Temba, somebody who is like, probably like, Temba means beggar. What is a beggar or hungry?
It says impoverished, renunciates,
Buddhist
practitioners.
Impoverished.
Impoverished, poor.
Impoverished, yeah, for beggars, you know, stealing from beggar. So this, you know, even though it's like same, it's like stealing, but you know, because of that, they are desperate. You know, they don't have much, so then taking them is like taking from them is, you know, then because of the object wise, it become heavier. Rabdo Chungwadaji. Then Sangha member. What it says here?
It says renunciates, so that means Sangha members.
Rabdo Chungwadaji renunciates. There's also the actually a Sangha member.
Yeah. Or other Buddhist practitioners.
No, first, that's after one, that's after. The Rabdo Chungwa. Yeah, basically there's different names for Sangha.
Yeah,
Sangha
renunciates.
It's called Sangha. So, traditionally speaking, Sangha, you have only like, say, there's like 13 different possessions that Sangha possess. 13, according to the Vinaya Sutra, 13, that's it. Nothing, no 13. So, the extra, no, so you are supposed to bless them, and there's all kinds of things probably you don't need to know. So we don't want you to know. Oh, you don't need to know. Anyway, generally speaking, there's no 13 different clothes the Sangha possess. Then if somebody gives you an extra one, then what, mentally there are certain things you can bless. It's all about being mindful. Each time when you receive some new things, you are supposed to bless them. Otherwise, it will contaminate the rest of the possession that you have. So then it's getting very complicated. Then you have to leave whole house couple of days. Somebody, senior monks, has to come bless everything. Then eventually you are allowed to come back. It's like, that's many minutes. So I said, you don't need to know. So same, it's like almost like, you know, beggar, you know, there's not much So that's why Sangha's clothes, you know, when you see the yellow part, it's all, you know, now, right now, that's just a big piece of fabric. They just paste them there. Traditionally, there's no big piece of fabric. Everything's been like pieces, all the pieces. There's about 100 different pieces they put it together, make cloth. If somebody finds it, it's not useful because it, you can't use for anything because all the pieces. So then here, all the cloth they design, the color they color, unattractive color they choose purposely, and is this attractive color? No, the unattractive color they choose. So then, you know, even like this one, this is called Dingwa. So this piece of cloth, this, you know, to protect monastic, you know, mattress. So you bring them. In the middle, there's one piece there. So this now is all brand, it's all new, you know, all new. Traditionally, the middle part has to be old. So not to get attached to that piece of cloth. So they purposely put in the middle. So here there's middle, and one side is open and one side is closed. So open one is supposed to face this way. Sometimes mine also face sometimes that way. So then I should try to put it back. So then now, and all good, so now it's facing. So anyway, the middle piece is old piece of cloth, so they not to get attached. They put it there. So now it's kind of interesting. Now people have become more, like people are wearing the kind of paint, this kind of like torn. The clothes, some of the people they wear, especially the young people.
Oh, yeah.
The old. The
torn jeans.
Yeah. Probably. So that's interesting. So like becoming. So you're purposely putting something old in the middle to make sure people don't get attached. So if the people become attached to old, there's all kind of pieces. So there are probably no option left. So this, you know, called Dingwa, this piece of cloth called Dingwa. So you suppose bring them, then you put it there, you know, so the monastery saved the monastery possessions. Then Chö Dibala Thokpa Dansa, you know, Chö Dibala Thokpa Dansa. Then it's the second one. What is the second one?
Or involves stealing what is highly valued?
No, after the Sangha.
Or other Buddhist practitioners.
Yeah. That sounds a little bit biased, but you know that. But anyway, stealing from anybody, that's not good. You know, not just people who practice Buddhism. You know, so should you talk about that? Should you talk about that? Somebody out there who's working so hard to develop bodhicitta, day and night, working so hard, disturbing that person's mind is a little bit heavier because this person is trying very hard to be compassionate, you know. So somebody here, there, they don't care, you know, the way people think, they're always angry, saying nasty things. So probably that's a little bit distinguished, you know, disturbing this person's mind and disturbing that person's mind. Maybe there's something to look at from, you know, people who are stealing from people who are practicing Buddhism, didn't you know. So then disturbing their mind, probably relative to other, you know. So anyways, they're stealing from, there's another way to look at, maybe another way you can think why, you know, it's heavier, people who are practicing Buddhism. Because Buddhism, the root of the Buddhism, as I mentioned many times, is the root, is the compassion, you know. So that's probably, maybe, I think that's the reason. Then, the second death, after that, what it says?
Or involves stealing what is highly valued, or stealing the property of learners, arhats, pratyeka Buddhas, the community, or stupas.
Stealing from, you know, like, say here, for example, you know, stealing something from altar, stealing statues from tankas, you know, things like that, you know.
That's all for, the property of learners, arhats, pratyeka Buddhas, the community, or stupas. And then that's all for stealing.
So this is all unknown. So we have no clue who is Arhat, who is solitary realizer, who is root. Then, you know, this is all as a Sanjay and Gunjuda Chirinji Zero Trouble Ojin. So more like that's not going to happen. Cultures, the. Then, Juba Jamil, Tedan, Jerome, Cheva. Each of the Chuman, Logilomata, Lorim Shili Chivani, Jubacha, Mimba, Ham, Tedan, Devam, Cheva, each of the Chuman, Gelomata, Gelomata, Gizumata, Nebuchabaja, the Alami Bakachu, the Chimim, but Ninela, never Duman, Dazin, Duman. Just visualize that you understand Tibetan perfectly. I will just read it. Okay. Loyim jishe juba chami mam teta jawa ham cheba yichu be chuma ham geno mada gelo mada gezu mada nyabo chada yala mi ba kachu bada chumi ma nye nila neba ham duma dawa sawa ham neba da nye mi ba chulenji nyeko da gulenji kunga da nyabo chaba chi zunshe li chi wanja shenji chi shen chi jing shen chi jing luwa debe shen chi jing luwa debe luwa jizu So now, next, the line, where's the line part?
Okay. Line that is weighty due to its basis is...
Can you say it again, please?
Lying is weighty due to its basis is through desiring to delude and deceive. Telling lies with many purposes.
So that's pretty clear, huh? Then, the Maharaj, any Pamanya Sanjay Pata Sambodhan, probably lying to parents, lying to parents, then lying to enlightened beings, then what it says, Lamala?
Telling lies to those who have helped you, from parents through the Buddhas to good persons and to friends.
Good person, Sambuddha, good brother. Sambuddha, that means good here refers to honest, transparent, truthful beings, persons. Honest, decent. And truthful, transparent. The lying to those persons, it's kind of funny. Say, if you don't lie, so I think people usually who don't lie, they are kind of like gullible. Not in the negative way. So they because they don't lie, they believe nobody lies. They believe so. So those lying to those people is not good. So more likely they are going to believe you. So that's no good. So truthful person, the good means truthful person, truthful, transparent, honest beings, human beings. Then after that,
to good persons and to friends.
Zawo means za. Could be translated into friend, or could be translated to husband or wife. Same. Tene, zawar maaje, sochaba, so. Tene. Then can you?
And telling a lie that gives rise to one or more of the three weighty actions: killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct.
That's the result. That's the consequence. The result of lying.
Yes.
Saying something like, so then what you call here, so in, you say the white lie.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me an example of what is a white lie? How you say a white lie?
I like your
haircut.
I don't really like
it. In reality, you don't like.
Yeah, you don't hurt their feelings.
You don't care.
You don't want to hurt.
No, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Uh-huh.
So they're asking, do you like my hair?
Uh-huh.
And you don't like it, but you don't want to say that because you know they'll be upset. You say, oh, yes, it looks very nice. So you figure there's no harm in telling a little white lie.
Oh, that's not white lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not negative.
So if somebody chasing a deer, you know, some hunter that's hunting a deer and chase, you know, all of a sudden the deer, you know, went by your house, person comes asking, you know, where's the deer?
Yeah.
So you can say, oh, the sky is bright blue today. So that's kind of Buddhist version of white lie.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah,
because now if you say deer, if you want to be transparent and truthful, then the deer, poor deer, is going to lose their life. So as you say, oh, this beautiful weather, you know, very nice weather. So probably you, yeah.
We call that dodging the question.
Yeah, that's the Buddhist version of white lie. You know, so somebody chasing somebody, you know, somebody chasing somebody, you don't tell. So that's called white lie, okay? Well, you can say, I'm very, very happy to see you. Would you like some water or something like that? That also can be done something like that. So then, Ginji Eveshi, Jumon, Tamjana Chivos, then second one.
Telling a lie in order to split apart the community is the weightiest among all of these.
So that's here, that Genji means, you know, Sangha community. Sangha here, so about this part, something needs to say, probably should say something. Ultimate Sangha is Sangha means person who sees emptiness directly, doesn't have to be monks or nuns. It can be lay persons. You know, if you see emptiness directly, you are ultimate Sangha. So then conventional Sangha, there's like four bhikshu. So that's no Sangha. That's conventional Sangha. So then here, you know, Sangha communities, according to Vinayaka Sutra, taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, ultimate Sangha, somebody who sees emptiness directly. Conventional Sangha, that's the four bhikshu. That's how they define Sangha member. So in Tibetan word for this, like Genji, you know, last jewel. Out of three jewels, the last jewel, that's called Genji. Genji, you know. Then probably Sanskrit word that's like Sangha, it's you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha. Or maybe there could be two, you know. When you say Buddha Dharma Sangha, that Sangha is particular Sangha. That Sangha is somebody who sees emptiness directly, that's ultimate Sangha. Out of three jewels, that's ultimate Sangha. The four bhikshu, that's conventional Sangha, when you talk about Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, so there's technical term for that word in Tibetan is Genji. Or Genji. So then, Rabdo Chungwa, I just said Sangha, but Rabdo Chungwa, I mean, that includes not Bhikshu, there's like Bhikshuni, like the novice, you know, there's many of them, they're all called Rabdo Chungwa. So then, if you're thinking about all the Dharma communities, so I think that's like, I think better to use like Dharma friends, Dharma communities, means community, they get together, they talk about Dharma, do Dharma practice. You know, Chotok, there's a word in Tibetan called Chotok, means Chö means Dharma, talks friend, Dharma friends, you know. So then Dharma community. it's safe to use that terms. Especially when you debate, you know, so if you use Sangha, so you lose debate. more careful when you go to debate in monastery, so you don't use the Sangha, you know, there's debate. So anyway, I think Dharma community, that's better. You know, it's better, probably suitable. So now, like splitting, you know, doing something, then splitting the Sangha community into two. That happens long time ago. So then there's not, no, then nobody in that communities, nobody's mind is, kind of say, settled and peaceful and relaxed. So because of that, nobody will generate any realization in that communities. So that's why it's so heavier, you know. Sometimes it happens, you know, being biased towards one's teacher, you know, then there's something happened to their teacher, then mainly, you know, so that, and, as a, these are also, I say, there's like five heinous crime, you know, killing of parents. Then this is one of them. This is one of them. You know, so that's why it's heavier, because this is the kind of community they're supposed to do, meditate, practice, generate realizations. But in that community, if something happens, you know, they split the community in two parts. So then, you know, so then Ginji Tumba Dewa, like. As harmonious is the root of happiness. Harmonious is the gunjutumba. The harmony, the getting along, that is gunjutumba. That's like the main, I think, the cause for happiness within the community. Gunjutumba dewa. So that's why it's important to, as a, Then everybody minds kind of settled, peaceful. Then, you know, more likely they'll, you know, develop some realization. Okay. Gundi evishi juma oni tamje na chivos. Now splitting two persons, then rather than four, six, seven more, that's more, you know, heavier. You know, creating some kind of gossip, you know, then just splitting the community in two. Okay. Then jinja trauma. So now we are. Out of 10 known verses, 3 related to the body is finished. Now, 4 related to the speech. Now, the first one is lying. The second one, tamas. So, what is it called?
Divisive speech.
Tamas. Da yuri muni sheba da gewe shini da pama da puam gindi sheba da. So now can you read some of this?
Divisive speech that is weighty due to its basis is speech that splits apart those who have been friends for a long time. Teachers, parents and their children or the community.
Then?
And divisive speech that gives rise to weighty actions, to 3 physical actions.
Did they say what they are?
It's like killing, stealing, and sexual.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, there's only 3 of them, the 3 related to the body. Huh? So that is quite clear, huh? Quite clear?
Yes.
It's clear, so no need explanation. Then, so harsh speech?
That's divisive speech, then offensive.
So now what we are reading here is like how you define, so this, you know, like whether there's like heavier or lighter. So that's what we are studying here, okay?
So offensive speech that is weighty due to its basis is speaking offensive words to parents and the like. Or to someone like a guru.
Pamala soba or pamala soda. That the first one is parents. Then
someone like a guru, teacher. And then speaking offensive words with untrue and inaccurate lies. And directly scolding, criticizing, or reproaching.
Is it clear? Huh? Mm. or Parmesan. According to Vinayaka Sutra, the parent is, you know, very, very important. So there's a couple of people here at the center, you know, so they are taking care of their mom. So I think, you know, usually what I tell them when I see them, you know, so I want them to understand what they are doing is very important part of practice. It's not just, you know, oh, it's not, I'm just taking care of my mom, not really saying any prayer or not meditating. So that's, I think, misunderstanding of Dharma, you know. So that is Dharma, you know. So what you're doing is like, there's like equal benefit, you know. If the, if you know someone who's enlightened and taking care of that individual beings and knowing that that person is already enlightened, so the benefit that you receive, you know, according to the teachings, is like immense of benefit. Similarly, taking care of parents, you know, parents, you know, that's equal benefit. So if you are some of our members, I know them, they are taking care of their mom, then, you know, anyway, so if you are taking care of your mother or father, you know, that is practice. So I just want people to think, you know, to think or to see that is, you know, important part of practice. Does not mean, you know, it's probably like, it's not easy, but, you know, it's not, so it's not easy. So you have experience, I have experience, it's not easy. So, but, what is it? Does not mean being agree with everything that, you know, your parents say or something like that. It does not mean that. But you taking care of them, your own actions, you know, taking care of them is, you know, creating a lot of merit. So now the what you call the last
census speech. Census speech that is weighty due to its
right speech. Now we are just studying. Please don't feel discouraged. So if you are, this practice exists, so if you are very enthusiastic to, so excited to practice, then that's, it's good to know, you know, first we have to understand. So then, you know, so we have to inspire rather than discourage reading Lama Tsongkhapa's books. So this, you know, is a Mishiba Tuan Juyen Gobi, not knowing, sometimes negative karma has been creating because not knowing, you know. So now, at least now you know. Now, at least you know. Then,
okay. The weight of the census speech of the three other non-virtuous vocal actions, lying and so forth, is as above.
Ngak chal. That's how you say ngak speech. Chal means it's not really. It's not really steady or firm. That's what's called the term, the connotation of that word in Tibetan. Ngak chal. Ngak is speech. Chal means you can't really rely. No? It's just, there's not really meaning that the word. You know, there's not really talking about something important. It's just, how to say, ngak chal. Ngak chal shi li chiwa isa. Zundum ma'o su sum chi ngak chal chi ngak shi li. So then, Lamala, can you read the last?
Yes. Other actions of senseless speech that are weighty due to their bases include senseless words based on fighting, fault-finding, disputes, and divisions, such activities as reading the treatises of non-Buddhists with an attitude of attachment, and ridiculing, taunting, or speaking inappropriately toward parents, kinspeople, and someone like a guru.
So now when you look at this, you know, when you look at this, this is like all designed to not to hurt any living beings. No, of course, human beings fast, no, not to hurt them. Because all of that, you know, directly, indirectly, it hurts other beings, other human beings also, you know, then, you know, it hurts you. So this is all, you know, Buddha Dharma is all about, you know, protecting yourself, hurting someone else. And also protecting your mind too. So this is all designed to help us to protect. This is for protections. It's not rules, it's for protections. So then I think sometimes people think, I need to understand, not we, but I need to understand my reality, then based on that, so I need to function, you know. I can't just act like, just forget about my reality, then act like enlightened beings. That's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be, I say, yeah, so, you know, you have to understand, as I said, understand, you know, so in Nirvana is beyond samsara. Nirvana is over there. There, everything is perfect. Speech, body actions, mindset, everything is perfect. Here, it's all chaos. Chaos in samsara. So if you recognize, if I recognize, oh, I'm part of that, you know, so then there will be less expectation, you know, so, yeah, so, gets angry sometimes, you know, yeah, so, and the bottom line, that we try all our best. That's what we can do. We try all our best. So, sometimes it's good to know what we think about, what we can do, what we can, C-A-N, what we can do, rather than what we cannot do. It's not good always to think, what I cannot do. No, it's same when it comes down to Dharma practice. Sometimes it's good to think what I can do, or I can say, I can turn this, no problem. A lot of merit, you know, so according to money teachings, spinning the wheel, it's so easy, I can do this, no problem. I can sit probably 5 minutes, no problem, I can sit there. So then I shouldn't sit there, I cannot sit 1 hour, I'm so bad. So that's not good, you know. So sometimes it's good what I can do, I can say, no, I can say money mantra, I can say, you know, do some prayers. So then it's good, you know, so then it will become habit, what you can do, you know, rather than you're thinking what I cannot do. No. The very reason behind is like mishiva, means unknown. A lot of mistakes have been made because you don't know. That's one of the draws, that mishiva to what you go. So then, having a lot of afflicted mind, there's another way. There's a couple of different draws why we, you know, make mistakes. And one of those draws is like not knowing, okay? So that, you know, will prevent that. Then, ngakchawa shili chiwa ni zundu mao so sum, zundu mao so sum chi ngakcha chi jiyani ngakshin se thamu tang, changzuwa, tsebata, chebata, tsikjawa, satanji chirabe, tinju loba. Out of attachment, reading, I know some like Lobada. I think every part of the world are the same. In Tibet too. In Tibet, you know, very young age, you know, like 10, 12, early teenage, it's especially the Geshe Sangpo's hometown, particularly there, you know, more like, it's like, that's like the Tibetan version of Texas. Geshe Sangpo's hometown. People like guns, horses, you know. So yeah, the Gisam was hometown. This Gisam was Tibetan Texan. Very funny. So they had, you know. So they asked all the people in Tibet to sense the cut, the head. You know, they know that America has a good head like that. Still, they are attached to this head. I mean, last time when I was in Mexico, so I'm looking for, in Mexico, they have loved this hat. So I went to one store to just look at the hat, you know, hat. And so turns out, before me, Geshe Tsuga bought probably tons of them, probably a bunch of them. So they are wondering why monks. So they don't see monks wearing one, but they see monks buying a lot of them. So then in that Geshe Sangpo's hometown, there, you know, so that's called Linkesa. There's like whole like series of, you know, stories. Some people say that the story is just somebody who went to look after the animal on the high mountain, you know, all of a sudden something hurt or maybe something. But anyway, there's like chapter. This is all about war, you know, like about some kind of like. They sing. They sing the stories. They sing. They don't just tell. They sing. And you have to educate that way. So then they hire somebody. You know, there's somebody sit on the throne and just kind of like trance. And that person just sing all kind of different tunes. Some part, you know, the tune is a little bit different. So then, you know, they just, then people, they all, they get together on the ground. So that person just sing a song. Everybody understand. This is, it's not really a song, it's stories. That's how they tell the stories. Called Linkesa. Linkesa. So, and you know, like the young, probably the kids there, you know, they really, especially the boys, you know, so they learn this very young age, they kind of memorize their stories and they sing. So, in the monastery, long time, not now, long time ago, so when like people began to travel, when the Tibet was open, like after during 60s, late 70s, they kind of opened the border. So then the Tibetan people trying to, you know, when Tibetan people, before that, there's no people from Tibet at all. So now the majority of the monks back in my monastery, they are from Tibet. So since then there's no 10, 20, 100, they just escaped. They just crossed the mountain. So border has been a little loose. So then when they come to the monastery, you know, so probably they get homesick. So then during the holiday period, you hear this song, you know, all kinds of songs. They just, you know, the sound looks like they are, you know, reciting the Dhamma book, but actually they are singing. They get together, they're home, then they sing this beautiful tune. So something like that, in Tibet, you know, if you read this out of, you know, attachment, so there's no loba. Pama da nidu da lama da wala ting liu da joji sila mi jang joba hoche. So tene did it. So it's kind of interesting, like that's here is saying should not, you know, criticize somebody right here. They should not dig out what other has a
ridicule.
What ridicule means?
Making fun of them and.
Oh, making fun,
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Ridicule, yeah.
So it means like say, okay, so somebody's reading about what she did wrong. No, so find, just try to find out. Huh? Dirt?
Well, gossip. That's more like gossip.
Dirt means like.
No, it's telling the story.
Finding
their faults.
Finding faults.
Finding faults. What the person did something wrong. So there's like tongue means, you know, it's like nest. Tongue means nest. So digging the nest. That means, you know, what's inside nest. Digging, that means your life is basically nest. Tongue. Dreaming that somebody, you know, trying to dig.
Mm.
Not to look for good stuff, but to look for bad stuff. You call it dirt?
Yes.
Digging
up the dirt.
Oh, that's interesting.
Digging
up the dirt. Digging up the dirt. Oh, yeah. So just saying that all people know that you are, when you say digging up dirt, means negative.
If you say, yeah, I was digging up the dirt on that person.
Yeah. How is that, what if you walk in the garden then?
Different kind of garden, but it's different.
Okay.
With, yeah.
Oh, you have to have say something before you say digging water, digging up the dirt.
You have to say you're digging up the dirt about a person.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what sang to. So very interesting. When a couple of people get together, you know, yeah, some people they personally they talk more, you know. Some people they are quiet. Naturally they are quiet. They don't say much. Some people they like to talk. So and when you examine, you know, like criticizing others is like digging a dirt. It looks like it's not digging the dirt of other person. It looks like digging your own dirt. Yeah, so, and, you know, at that moment, people will probably not say, when you go out, then people say, oh, this person's talking to me, all of a sudden talking to me. There's like, you are criticizing somebody, become your own fault. Am I making any sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like criticizing others, like criticizing yourself. That I think that's when you examine that, that's very true. Criticizing it is others, criticizing yourself. You know, people may not say something there, right there, but later on you hear from people to people, they say, oh, that person, you know, always, you know, when they talk, always criticize. And become your fault. That rather than people don't talk about, oh, that person always criticizing Jill. They don't say that always. You know, it's not like, oh, he's who, the person criticizing who. They don't talk about that. They talk about you. They say, oh, you know, he's always, you know, talking for other people. He's always criticizing. That's become your own fault. Huh? This is the Kakaga Jana Kamjun. They're saying in Tibetan, ka means mouth. Ka. Kaka de means, you know, if your mouth is like a, what's how to translate? If you cover your head, the second line is, if you cover your head, then you won't feel any wind. Wind, you'll be protected from the wind. Similarly, if you close, come to me, then there will be no argument. Come to me means, you know, arguing. If your mouth is, you know, closed, then there will be no argument. Similarly, if you cover your head, there will be no wind. There's no some kind of saying the Kakakam, you know. Mm-hmm. So now we'll the next. So now three, they're related to the mind. Nothing.
Covetousness.
So maybe this is going to be very new to you, but this is related to the mind, one of the negative sides of the mind. Huh?
Covetousness that is weighty due to its basis includes desiring the offerings made to the community and stupas, and with arrogance about your own good qualities, desiring to receive from kings and the like, or from learned religious companions, profit and services for your knowledge.
Is it clear? Wanting badly, not just wanting, badly wanting something. You know, when you see somebody's carrying something, when you see that, wow, that's good. Not just that, no, I really want that. You know, then it's just really wanting. Nothing. Make sense?
Yeah.
So what is the word for here in English?
Covetousness.
That's too fancy. the other, what do you call, usually what do you call? Naksin, call Naksin, Naksin. Maybe there's no word, there's a word?
Envy.
Yeah.
You want what somebody else has, whether it's their objects or their...
Not, yeah, somebody else, also maybe when you go to supermarket, you know, so when you walk around and everything's been displayed very... Display just for your desire, you know, how they display. So then you, yeah, so they say, oh, I really want that, but you know, when you look at here, there's nothing here. When back in the monastery, when I was young, 16, or probably early, late teenage, I really, really want the Swiss knife. Swiss knife, red one, red color, I really want. I'm praying. Every single day, I'm praying that I, you know, wish I would probably get one. You know, eventually I did get one, but it's not red, but it's black. So yeah, you know, when you're young, you make this, you know, you pray for something silly, you know, but you are so serious, you know, you are very serious, and you make sure that you do that every single day. So very serious, you know. There's a couple of things. So, oh yeah. So that's like, this part better than, that's what I did, you know, when I was young. So there is no Swiss knife in monastery, there's no store. You don't see in the shop. There's good things. But there's, you see somebody has one, not many. So anyway, so even like going to the store, you know, seeing something like that. Nothing yet.
Monks still like Swiss knives because Geshe Sangpo took 3 to the monastery for presents and they were all very happy to get them.
When you go to Switzerland, you know, that's the gift they give you, you know, when you go to Switzerland. So I've been there three times there. So they give you, so like Swiss knife, the red one. So now I have to be careful. I'm not very attached, but I still kind of, you know. So now I have very big one because my brother, he lives in Zurich, Switzerland. So he sent me a very big one, but not really used, just in the drawers, so you know, the once in a while you just look at them, open up. So then each time when Krishna was carried to India, I'm always thinking of that, so I make sure that he's bringing it back. So this time I didn't let him take, so I just... He already got 3 from Switzerland last time when he went. One of my friends, you know, she gave him 3. So mine was best, you know, so really.
Wow.
It's big, so it's there. So anyway, so... I got one from Hamula. Hamula gave me one. Still, I have that. No, so with the case. So Maxim is like, it doesn't have to be belong somewhere else, also in the store, you know, so you can look around like that. Oh, Maxim, Jitini. So now the second one called Nisim.
Malice.
Another word in English, another word. Malice, anybody understand?
Ill will?
Yeah, ill will. Yeah, that's probably, sounds like it makes sense. Ill will, yeah. Tamada, Neduda, Namada, Neba Mevada, Chembada, Dungavada, Ninja, Tana, Neba Chabada, Ning Tabani, Shabba Chabada, nothing Chabada, yeah, please read.
Ill will,
this
that
is about forgiveness, okay?
Ill will that is weighty due to its basis includes ill will directed toward parents, kinspeople, gurus, those without fault, the poor, the suffering, the pitiful, and those who have done something wrong to you but confess this to you from the depths of their hearts.
Then not accepting that.
Right, not accepting.
How is it?
That's right.
Apology, not right. Accepting apologies. Right. So then, you know, like, if you are, you know, like... if you already took Buddhist vows, you know, then I think it's also not good, you know, so you should forgive. Because, now since in this, so a lot of things been, I think, said about forgiveness, for, I think we already discussed a little bit here at the center of forgiveness, you know. You have to have reason to forgive, you know. Otherwise, it is quite sometimes probably you can forgive, you know, based on Paul's faith. You can also forgive, you know. Interesting, lately, like last 2 weeks ago, I watched one of our members took me to watch this movie. I went with her. Interesting movie. Ireland, I think Ireland, somewhere in Ireland. There's one monastery, nunnery monastery. So the young girls, you know, when they get pregnant, you know, they somebody send them there, or they, I'm not sure, like,
Philomena.
That's the name of the woman.
Yes.
Yeah, they saw this movie. That's the interesting last part. No, so it's very interesting. You know, so that the journalists working so hard to find out where her son went, you know, and all this, and then then and she's really devoted to her faith, you know. Then finally, then unfortunately, the nuns are kind of mean, you know, kind of like not very nice, you know, kind of mean when they're talking about. And journalist is very angry. This is very angry, you know, angry that Filomena, the woman from the name of the woman, she's so, you know, like grounded and so kind of forgiving, you know, forgiving. And finally, they met the actual nun who's kind of old, and that's, she's the one who did all of that, lying to her, and then, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, like, even just somebody's hurting, not seeing that, somebody's hurting, not seeing that, and then thinking something high, you know, it's kind of bizarre and also heartbreaking. Anyway, in the end, so they managed to meet the real nun, you know, who separated her and her son. Then journalists want to see her explode and angry. Then she say, and the nun is not being nice, it's still then saying something really negative and saying something. So anyway, so then she, the woman said to nun, so I forgive you. And journalist said, that's all? Really upset. And she say, and she said, that's not easy. No, that's not easy. That, yeah, that's all. And then she said, you are very angry, probably you are suffering so much. You are very angry. So, you know, this is all teachings, I think. That's very true. But we don't say that, you know. When somebody says to somebody, oh, maybe you are suffering so much, maybe you are so angry. That's very true. But not knowing that, you know, when we get angry, not knowing that I'm not suffering, there's something I can do. But, you know, so maybe we usually make worse, you know. So, and that, you know, that's probably like, probably devotion, based on devotion that she's able to forgive. You know, but, and the journalist, he don't understand. So as I said, you know, or you need devotion, or you need something, you have to have something to forgive. You have, otherwise it's so difficult, it's not easy. I think that covers now. So now time is still like Sunday, 11:50. So that's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's 4 more days. What time?
8:20.
So that covers the now all the 10 verses. Ten non-virtuous deed or 10 positive deed. No, so like now, that's how you define what we learned last 2 Wednesdays. So now, how you define, you know, distinguish between heavier and lighter karma, even though it's like same as lying, and how you differentiate between heavier and lighter. So that's what we study last 2 Wednesdays. Okay. No? Oh, the one left. Oh, the last one, the wrong view. Lobatawa, Shili, Chivani, Shitamjala Kuadeva, Shitamjala Kuadeva, Shuba Tin, Loda, Shin, Shimbich, and Chila, Jigden, and Dajam, the Yanta, or some of the Yanta, or Shuba Najamin, said the machine. It's a wrong view. Say, okay, doesn't matter, you know, so. How do they say in English?
Let's see. Wrong views that are weighty due to their bases are the rejection of all the fundamental religious tenets. This is weightier even than other wrong views, and also the view that in the world there are neither arhats, those who have reached reality, nor those who have entered reality. Understand wrong views that are opposite of these to be light.
Yeah, so mainly it's like about actions, about karma. Oh, doesn't matter if you do good things. Well, that is nothing. If you do something bad, that's also okay, you know. So there's the, I say, action doesn't matter. People do good, there's no difference between doing good or doing bad, that's the same. You know, so if you kill somebody, that's okay. If you save someone's life, that's not big deal. No, that's nothing, you know. So that's called Lokta. That's the last one. That's the heavier one. Lopata was lotus. Sorry, mainly karma. I think that's important. Karma, if there's no karma, then that, you know, that's like one of the worst wrong view. One of the worst wrong view. So that covers now 10 universes deeds. So then, Sai Mushi, Sai Mushi, what are the texts? What is it?
The levels of yogic deeds speaks of six ways in which actions are
weighty. That's the name of the text. That's the name of the text. Sai Mushi, that's written by Indian master Asanga, the one who wrote this text. Okay, but you know, it doesn't look like text, but it is text, name of the text. Sai Mushi, Chivi Chul Chuksum, this year. Asanga said, you know, there's six different ways how you can define like the heavier karma. So in which the chief so tuksum is ngomba to chawan is tuksum tuk tuksum mam tesum tesum meba tabur 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 lekun la so can you now please say in English, this is a little difficult.
Conditioning actions motivated by intense forms of the three mental poisons or by their absence. That's the first one.
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. Conditioning is the name. And then actions motivated by intense forms of the three mental poisons or by their absence. So this is either virtuous or non-virtuous, I guess.
This is covered, they're talking about both, not just one.
Yes, yes, sir.
Interesting. In the middle of the wheel of life, outside, the wheel of life, the outside, and the maybe Gomba there, in the center wheel, that's called like pig, rooster, snake. This, you know, like the art of anger, ignorance, attachments. You know, that's, when they put into drawing, so this is called, you know, three poisons, you know, three poisons, two means poison, three poisons, that's what is. Anger, attachment, ignorance. So then, there's a couple of different drawings, so I didn't check this one. So there's, you know, some of them are like little mistakes, the way they paint. So anyways, I'll talk this later. So there's a painting out there. Company, so now second company, first let me read, if I can translate in English. Company, Gemi ge leni yurimune, gemi le yurimune, kundu gemi ge leni yurimune, yurimune, kundu te kum, lendang mado chebaos. We are probably better to read the translation.
Okay. Habituation, frequently doing or becoming used to and deeply involved in either virtuous or non-virtuous actions for a long time.
That's clear, huh? It's clear? Yeah, that's not the rule. So then, ngoni ne lunga ki du ngama ngama le lunga ki du ngama ngama lunga ki du lunga ki du ngama ngama chima chima ngama ngama chima chima chishing yiji sumi ngama ngama le chima chima chivaos. So then, what the second one? So,
the second one is habituation.
Nature,
that among the three physical and four vocal actions, the former ones are weightier than the ones after them, and among the three mental actions, the latter are weightier than the former.
It's clear? why are you laughing? There's like seven that relate to the body and speech. That's called lu, body, nga, speech, lu nga. Du means seven, lu nga ki du. Ngama ngama chima chima chi was, and then, chima chima, ta so chima majima la mizan chima, so chima majina mizan chima jinduma, jinduma, so chima majina mizan chima jinduma, lu nga du, Ngamangama chima chima chishin. Okay, ngamangama chima chima chishin. So, soldier killing is heavier than soldier taking stealing, or soldier imagining misogyny, then sexual misconduct or sexual activities, is heavier than how you say,
divisive speech, harsh words.
Yeah, so
no lying.
When you talk about Sangha member, what is called, that's called sexual activities. When you talk about the lay people, no, you don't call sexual activities, you call something else.
Misconduct,
sexual
misconduct.
Yeah, something else. That, so then. Anyway, a long time ago, somewhere in Kentucky or somewhere near Kentucky or some Wilmington, not Wilmington, in some part of North Carolina, they invited me to talk about just like some kind of meetings with the priest, some kind of, I think Baptist church or something, I'm not sure. So they are talking about this, so I said something, they got really upset. I said what is said in the book. I just said, I didn't just make it up. I just said what has been said. So they are not really happy with what I said. So they want me to be more negative. So I can't be more negative. So they just said what is said. You know, so they are not happy. So just, and I say sorry because I just said what is. Anyway, there's no talking about Sangha member. There's like sexual activities. When you talk about lay people, there's misconduct. No, it's not just. So I think that's quite easy now. It's clear. Oh yeah. Then, she is a Sanji Chu Gundi Lama Tabunala Penicha Bosho. She. So then, object wise.
They call it basis.
Basis, same, yeah.
Actions that help or harm those like the Buddha, the teaching, the community, and gurus.
So when you really think about enlightened beings, you can't really harm them, you know. So destroying the statues is not like harming. So if somebody destroyed statues, so that's important to know. If somebody come here to destroy one of the statues, we are not going to harm that person at all. We are not going to harm that person. You know, that's not good. That's not good at all. We are not going to harm if they destroyed one of the statues. So, I think like a few months ago, you know, some person took something from here. So we make sure that person doesn't go to jail. So, you know, we don't want to put that person in jail. You know, so the hurting being directly is not good. It's not advisable whether the person is destroying holy object. So it's kind of heartbreaking, but you know, you don't kill somebody because they destroy your holy object. So this goes against your core teachings. And the heartbreaking because you know, in 1959, a lot of the monasteries have been destroyed and the whole lot of statues have been half cut from here. And when you see them, it's kind of heartbreaking. But you don't simply kill the person who did that, you don't kill them, then that's worse. You know, so
fixation on incompatible factors. For as long as you live, you completely take up non-virtuous actions and do not cultivate virtue even once.
Mijin yourself. The second, this one, that's quite clear. The Mijin yourself. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Yeah. The second one.
Okay. Eradication of unfavorable factors. Having eliminated the group of non-virtues, you become free from attachment and cultivate virtuous actions.
So then, yeah, that's also easy. So now then, second day will stop. Second one.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's those are the all six.
The Lama was quoting one of the texts.
Oh, the friendly letter?
Yeah, so this friendly letter that's written by Nagarjuna. Nagarjuna, okay, it's not here, but it's written by Nagarjuna. So now we'll stop. So SPC run away, so then we need to stop. 26. I promise next week, this four questions sitting here now for maybe many Wednesdays. Next Wednesday, this and this will be done. Okay.
Okay, so we should turn to the first day sheet, the back of the first day sheet in the white prayer book, where it says dedication prayers. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra to realize that they are, also I dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praises the best by the victorious ones thus gone to the three times so that I might perform the noble bodhisattva deeds. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig, the tenth in Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatarib, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.